No proof of fraud. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Testifying before the House panel investigating the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol, Arizona's Republican House Speaker says Rudy Giuliani, on a call with former President Trump, claimed thousands of dead people and hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants voted in the last presidential election.
But when Rusty Bowers asked for proof, he says none was provided.
And I said, then you didn't bring me the evidence, which was repeated in different iterations for some period of time.
In several meetings with Giuliani, Bowers says he refused to go along with requests to hold legislative hearings on election fraud claims.
And I didn't want to be used as a pawn.
The committee also described threats made to other Republican lawmakers in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia who supported election results in states won by President Biden.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Steve McGraw today testified at a state Senate hearing that the door to a Uvalde Elementary School classroom was not locked as officers with rifles stood and waited for nearly an hour in a school hallway for a key while the gunman carried out the May attack that left 19 children and two teachers dead. A Kremlin spokesman says two Americans captured while fighting for Ukraine could face the death penalty.
Russian spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News that the fates of the two Americans captured in a battle near Kharkiv, Ukraine, earlier this month will be decided by a Russian court. He says they're not likely to be protected by Geneva Conventions for prisoners of war because they weren't part of Ukraine's regular army.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The State Department today confirming another American has been killed while fighting in support of Ukraine against Russian forces. Officials say Steven Zabilsky died during a battle in southern Ukraine on May 15th. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A rally on Wall Street today allowing stocks to recapture some previous losses. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all ending the day with moderate gains. President Biden today urging parents to get their children vaccinated after federal health regulators approved COVID-19 vaccines for children younger than five.
Elected officials shouldn't get in the way and make it more difficult for parents who want their children to be vaccinated, who want to protect them and those around them. This is no time for politics. It's about parents being able to do everything they can to keep their children safe.
Nearly 18 million kids are now eligible to get the shots, but less than a third of children between 5 and 11 have been vaccinated since they became available last November. Inflation continues affecting Americans.
The economy faces 40-year high inflation, including food and travel, and especially energy. AAA says the average cost of a gallon of gas is just shy of $5 a gallon, up from about $3 a year ago. The president says he's considering supporting a pause in the 18.4 cents a gallon federal gas tax, though there's opposition. Critics say it's too small to make much of a difference and would rob funding from infrastructure projects. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accused Democrats of playing political games with the gas tax ahead of November's midterm elections. And the presidential elections 2 years later, Republicans across the country are hammering Democrats on inflation.
Fox's Rich Edson. Scientists say the world's largest recorded freshwater fish, a giant stingray, has been caught in the Mekong River in Cambodia. The stingray, captured a week ago, measured almost 13 feet from snout to tail and weighed slightly under 660 pounds. A tagging device was implanted in the stingray before it was released back into the river to track its movements. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.